Okay, this bonus material is on page 110. So if you want to move back to page 110, there has been a couple terms that in my lifetime have been troubling to me. I just didn't quite understand them. And one of the reasons that I got an MBA was so I could understand some really very basic terms like cash flow and margins. And not everybody understands that. I mean, you know, you hear what's the margin on this and the margin on that and so on, and we all have some general idea of what margins are and what cash flow is, but I'd like to make it a little clearer. And so this is kind of like a little bonus material that I put into the program. Now, I don't believe that anybody here has distributors. Is that correct? You guys are agents or anything like that? You guys all work sell directly to the customers, correct?
Correct.
All right.
I mean, we purchase.
Yeah, you purchase stuff and
from distributors.
Yeah, you purchase stuff from distributors, right? But you sell to your customers direct. There's a lot of manufacturers that make products and they use distributors, which are companies that kind of specialize in certain markets. And these distributors, the guys that run the distributorships are often people that come from manufacturers. For example, I worked for GE, and we had GE people that were salespeople that would leave GE and start a distributorship someplace. And so they have unique knowledge of the products, and but they really get to know the market. They live there. They have customers that they sell a lot of products to, in addition to, let's say, the GE products. They might have Westinghouse products or whatever. So in terms of understanding a distributor's margin, and this is pretty common across the country, or maybe the world, I guess, if you say that you sell something for $100, could be $1,000, could be $50, whatever, but let's say it's $100, that represents then 100% of the sales price. Obviously, you sell it for $100, it's 100% of the sales price. Distributors, generally, they buy things for $80. If they sell them for $100, they buy them for $80. This is generally. Would they like to buy them for more or less, Garrett?
Less.
They'd like to buy it for $75 if they could, or $70. There's very few distributors that have average margins over 20%. I've worked with some that were 28, and years ago there were ones that used to have 38% margins, but those margins have come down over time. Because distributors don't make anything, they just get it and resell it. So the margin that they have typically is around 20%. Now, if they get under 20% on the average, they're probably going to be in very poor condition financially. So if you ever worked with distributors, one of the things you'd want to ask them is, well, what kind of margins are you getting on our products? And if they tell you 14%, you can be certain they're not going to be happy. And they, to cover their costs, they generally have to have an average margin in a neighborhood of 20%. Now, that's a gross margin of 20%. They bought it for $80, they sold it for $100, and so therefore there's $20 or 20% gross margin for them. And generally, their net profit is going to be 5%, generally, so of the $100. So they're going to make $5 after they pay for all the costs of distributing. The costs of distributing include their employees, salespeople, their inventory carrying costs. They often have a building where they have their inventory and that sort of thing. And so generally, distributors have to cover all their costs for $15, and their profit is $5. Now, just in the way of thinking about things, they have a lot of pressure from their customers to sell it for less. So if they sell that thing for $99, what happens to their profit? Let's say they sell it for $99.
It goes down.
It goes down. How much does it go down?
1%.
It goes down If their net profit is 5% and their profit goes down $1, that's 20%. That's one of the five. So they are very leveraged. They're very leveraged. So if you're a distributor, it's very important that you understand selling that thing for 99 has a, even though that's only 1% of what you sold it for, it's going to have a 20% effect on your profit because the profits are only $5. So it's huge. On the other hand, if you can sell it for 101, you know, that's going to be a 20% increase in your profit. So that's so that's just a little thing to refer to, and it's in your book. You got it if you want to think about it.